All right, welcome back. Who's talking? We do indeed have Coach Mike London on the line. Of course, Coach London has finished 4 years. He's beginning his fifth year as head coach of the Cavaliers. We're delighted to have you on the phone here, Coach. And I'd be remiss if I didn't extend my best wishes or best wishes from Coach Linda Hobgood. She would want me to say hello. But in the meantime, Frank's got the first question for you.
Well, thanks for having me, and thank you for Coach Hobgood, the real one, Linda.
Well, Mike, we're glad that you could join us again. I know you've been very busy this year in the new year. Very exciting news with recruiting this year. I know it is something that had to be a huge relief for you and the other coaches. You've gotten a terrific class of 17, two of which have already enrolled. I know that Andrew Brown has enrolled, and what is the name of the other fellow? Just lost his name here.
Jake Fieler.
Yes, Jake Fieler. So those two young men are already there on grounds, and then there are 15 others that will matriculate, I guess, this summer. Most notably, Quinn Blanding will be joining his buddy Andrew Brown, and you've got Corwin Cutler finally coming over from Fork Union, and we've even got a Richmonder here from Verona, Donovan Dowling, who you're very high on. And tell us a little bit about the recruiting class and all the excitement that that entails.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to share, you know, some of the good news with our Virginia Cavaliers faithful and fans down in that area. Despite the disappointing year, there was a collective group of young men that, you know, that heard the message that, you know, University of Virginia in of itself and the opportunities that are afforded to young men that have a chance to come here, not only with the academic opportunities, but just their communities coming to follow them, coming to see them play. It was such a close-knit group of guys that, you know, a lot of them committed early on, and they stayed strong. They stayed in contact with each other. They talked about, again, the message of them having a chance to make the difference when their opportunities are presented to them when they arrive here on grounds. And just throughout the season, even with the adversity that happened during the season, they talked to each other about, let's stay together, let's make sure that, you know, we're a large part of having an opportunity to turn this around. And so we're really fortunate, you know, to have a group of young men who basically, in a day and age when you give a verbal commitment, you know, that they stayed strong for that. We did lose one young man that ended up going to NC State, but he was from the state of North Carolina. But most of the kids, all of the kids that said yes originally, and, you know, you're right about a lot of the in-state kids that were in the Virginia area, three from Virginia Beach, one from Chesapeake, one from Newport News, Denby High School, Chris Peace, who, Denby High School won their first, made their playoffs for the first time in school history and advanced on to the second round. You mentioned Donnie, as we call him, from Verona, who I think is probably the sleeper in the entire class because of his accomplishments, and then one from Lynchburg, and Michael Biesmeyer. So very proud to represent, the largely populated areas in the state of Virginia and have some very talented young men to come and not only become educated men but have a chance to play on the field and help this football program.
You know, Mike, I think it is extraordinary that you were able to land nine players from the state of Virginia, and I think that speaks very well for you and your staff and the program. Looking at the team this year as you prepare and get organized, headed into spring ball and ultimately the spring game, and then later on after that, summer ball, talk to us a little bit about the two new coaches that you've brought in, Jappy Oliver and also Mike Archer, and what's going on not only on defense, but then talk a little bit about offense and sort of your plans going forward.
Sure. First of all, losing Anthony Poindexter, again, as we know, one of the greatest of all time that played here at Virginia, and Vincent Brown, to UConn, both of them going, have significant job opportunities, Anthony to be the coordinator and Vincent to be the co-coordinator. You know, it's always tough losing a guy that, when I first got here, Anthony was the weight room GA. Mm-hmm. He played with my brother Paul. you know, and then Anthony became, you know, the running backs guy. And then, you know, just over the years, you know, just watch him grow and mature into being a very good coach, very loyal to the University of Virginia, loves the place, and then has an opportunity to move on and, you know, just develop himself professionally. And Vincent Brown, you know, also a guy that knew Anthony, and both of them had the opportunity to move on. So when you're looking for guys, you know, to continue on with your staff, you want to find a mix, particularly for us this year, of guys that have been experienced, guys that have coached in the system that John Tenuta has had here, guys that are accomplished coaches in their, you know, in the field of what they do. You talk about Jappy Oliver, who, you know, is a defensive line coach, has coached a lot of good players, been in a lot of good places, Notre Dame, Vanderbilt, you know, among a few. And he sat in living rooms and he's talked about, you know, college, being a college-educated young man and can fit the profile and match the profile of what a UVA student-athlete, you know, is and what it should be. A guy like Mike Archer, you know, again, was one of the youngest coaches to be a head coach at LSU, so he's been in a number of places as well. And you look at his recruiting accomplishments, the people that have played for him, it's significant. And so although you lose two great individuals, I believe we gained two individuals that, from a skill standpoint, from being able to recruit, from what they've done, their career, and then how they've you know, how they've improved players that they've played for them, I think it's a significant step for us as well. So them getting here, Jackie got here on the big weekend that we had most of our committed guys, and just he fit well into, you know, into that weekend. I mean, I saw him deal with the parents, the players. You know, just it was a great opportunity to see the fit that he has and how he can communicate. Coach Archer just got here recently, didn't have the opportunity for you know, to involve himself in any official visit weekends, but already his knowledge of the game, how to play the game, has been something that's been noted very early on. Defensively, now we got two guys on the defensive side. As we know, we have to do a better job there and stopping points and making things happen for us, turnovers, and you have players that can play, you know, rush the passer and get interceptions and all those things. So that's part of the plan for this class, and those two coaches, new coaches, will significantly help us in that matter. On the other side, Frank, you know, having some guys offensive, if you look at the receivers, they got some height on them. You know, Donnie is one of those guys, Jamil Kamara. Again, they're both around 6'2"-ish. You know, tall, athletic guys that can go up and get it. The offensive lineman, Stephen Moss from Northern Virginia, and Jake Feeler, as you mentioned, who's in class right now. Both of them are versatile in that they played multiple positions in their high school career, so that gives you versatility offensively. We have a bigger running back, you know, 200-pound-plus running back that's needed. You know, we do have some guys that are athletic and very skillful. But, you know, you need some guys that can get it in there and get those short, close yardages. So this offense is something that, you know, also we want to make sure we score points. You have to score points. And then you also have a quarterback like Corn Cutler, who I believe in his high school career almost threw up almost 5,000 yards and had to spend a year at Fort Union, you know, getting over a knee injury that by the time he comes to camp, he should be 100%. But so I believe this class addresses a lot of needs. It speaks to players that can come in and play it, and also for the first time, Frank, players that can now sit and be redshirted. That's always the key. Last year we had 6 seniors. This year we'll probably play with about 17 seniors. So now you have guys, if you look at the class, there were 6'3", 6'4", 205, 225. They have a chance to get bigger, faster, stronger, and some of them will sit and soak. That's how you build it, but some of them that have talent will come in and have a chance to contribute right away.
That's a much better situation, absolutely. Quinn Blanding, just to select one name to talk about, seems to me he pretty much sounds like the type of kid that would be a terrific leader for the team going forward. And in addition to Quinn, you have to be impressed that Stephen Moss can help your offensive line. He's a young man from Fredericksburg. So it seems to me that you did a great job this year of balancing your needs and filling those needs. And You talked about the running back, Jordan Ellis, 5'11", 210 from Georgia. He had some really outstanding games in the last 2 years for his high school. So I know you're excited to see these kids, and you can't wait for spring ball, can you?
You're right, Frank. It's again, it's really remarkable just to kind of see, you know, if you had to say a guy was kind of the bell cow of the class, you could say Quinn Blanding was. I mean, I talked about it before, but after the fact that, you know, Quinn's mother, Cora Lee, you know, works for a lawyer. She also, you know, has two jobs, and she cleans, you know, office buildings, and Quinn works with her in doing that. She's very grounded and understands the value of an education. But Quinn, as I was told after the fact, since the seventh, eighth grade, always wanted to come to the University of Virginia. Now, I wish you would have told me that earlier. It's something that the message has resonated with him for quite some time, you know, listening to people that are down, in the Tidewater area or in the, you know, Bombersville law firm, and listening to people talk about the importance of an education and degree that Virginia provides. So early on, you know, he became the guy that said, hey, listen, let's all come, let's make a difference, let's get involved with this. He's a very mature person. He's a big safety, 6'3" plus. He can go lights out. He can hit like Anthony Poindexter, but he also has cover skills where he can go out in the slot and cover a slot receiver. This is a young man that played tight end, wide receiver, quarterback, running back, punted, kicked off, you know, for a team, much like Donnie Donovan, because those are athletic guys that can do a lot of things, and when you have that, you have some versatility. And then, as you said, Stephen Moss is a tough, hard-nosed, aggressive guy that you want him to be the first off the bus because he just has that mentality. but overall, I mean, you're right. The needs of the players that were needed, some can come in and provide depth and play right away. Others, you know, for the first time in a long time, will have an opportunity to be redshirted and to grow, you know, lift your academic muscles as well as your athletic muscles and get better in that regard. So again, not a large class when you talk about numbers. Some schools are signing 25, 30, you know, 32 plus, but it's a small class. But it's a class that I think it's a quality class, and we're excited about having these guys on grounds here soon.
Yeah, I don't think, Coach, our listeners need to be reminded because I think they all recognize your voice, but we're talking with Coach Mike London, and I was going to give you a chance to maybe say something about Chip West. He was ACC Recruit of the Year. We remember when you first came to Virginia, you talked about the 757, and obviously Coach West has done a terrific job recruiting down there.
Well, yes, I mean, Chip's done a phenomenal job, and I know much has been said about, you know, articles that have been out recently, you know, talking about, you know, the emergence of different groups and things like that. But it all boils down to, you know, relationships. I mean, Chip is from that area.
Yeah.
You know, my father's retired Air Force. We've lived in that area for over 30 years. Marcus Hagans is from that area. Tommy Reeman Jr., who's, you know, the son of Tommy Reeman, you know, very accomplished coach, is down from that area as well. So when you talk about relationships in that area, you know, you talk about people that you know, that you grew up with, that your brothers and sisters have, you know, had kids that, you know, have friends of their families of recruits that are growing up. And so it's significant to make sure that you have those type of ties. Now, the Tidewater area is largely populated area, and we have four coaches that are from that area. But as we said, you know, we got two from Northern Virginia, another largely populated area, from Lynchburg, and then from Richmond. So when you look at the class and you look at and you leverage the relationships that you have with people, coaches, you know, it just it makes for opportunities for young men to say, you know what, I'm coming because I know what the University of Virginia is. I know I have an opportunity to play. I know my community and my family will have a chance to see me play. And there are players that are here now, like Trey Nicholson, Eli Harold, you know, among some other players that are here that said, you need to come. You need to come, you need to get involved, and you need to help us. And so, as I said, Chip's done a great job, you know, down there.
Well, Coach, I would say that Chip's done a great job, but I think we all know the number one salesman on that Virginia coaching staff is a guy named Mike London.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that. You know, you want to give, but I want to deflect all the credit, you know, to the guys, and I'll take the blame for everything. You know, I want to do well. I want people deserve the opportunity
Oh, I think we lost him. We got a technical glitch. Mike, you there?
Yes, hello? Oh,
okay. Yeah. We lost you there for a second. Go ahead and finish your thought.
I appreciate the fans, the Richmond fans. That's a hometown area for me as well, and but we got to get it fixed here. You know, we want to compete. We want to do well on the football field, and we want fans to come out and support these players that are looking for something to go positive. And we know we got a job to do, and that's what we're here for. And I believe we've surrounded ourselves with good coaches, with good players. Again, we have an older team this year that we expect great things. We want performance, and we want production, and that's what's needed. So, I appreciate you guys having me on to talk about these young men, to talk about the coaches, to talk about the opportunity to bring Virginia football back to a place where our fans out there in the Richmond area and surround the state, want it to be. And we recognize that, and it starts with me. And this February, that first Wednesday in February last week was a great way to start the new season.
No two ways about it, Coach. Well, listen, we have certainly enjoyed having you on the show tonight, and I know our listeners appreciate the perspective you shared, and we wish you the best of luck as you head towards spring ball.
Coach, don't be a stranger.
Don't be a stranger, Coach.
that's hometown area to me. You guys have me on as much as you want. It's important that being a Richmond guy, and I always talk to Coach Danny Rocco, who's doing a great job down there at Richmond. There's roots there, and there's a community there that I know supports the Cavaliers. You guys do a great job on the airways supporting everything that's going on. It's great to see Tony Bennett doing well, to Joanne Boyle, our Olympic sports, our baseball team. I mean, it's just exciting to see what's happened here in Virginia, and I want to join the fray here from a football perspective as well, but we appreciate what you guys do for Virginia sports.
Well, Coach, thank you, and we know that this year is going to be a whole lot different. You've got a lot of nice leaders on that team, including Anthony Harris from this area.
And a Richmond guy.
A great Richmond player, and I think he could be an All-American next year, don't you?
Well, I tell you what, Frank, he is watch for him early on a lot of these watch lists because, Anthony has got the size, the records of size, speed, athletic ability. We just had a leadership council meeting where, there's guys on the team that I'm going to require to speak up and be more vocal, be more, lead by not only example, but by calling guys out. And Anthony's one of those guys now at this point of his career is like, if that's not acceptable, whether you're a friend or not, he's going to call you out. And you got to have things like that. You got to have players like that want to take the mantle and be ultra responsible. And Anthony's ready to do that. And we believe we're going to have a great year for him, as well as the NFL scouts thinking he's probably going to be one of the best in the country next year.
Well, Coach, again, we thank you for your time. We look forward to having you back soon, and we wish you nothing but the best.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck, Mike.
Thank you. Jim, tell the head coach I said hello.
I will do that. Coach Mike London joining us tonight. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we got Chris Horn on the line, and we'll continue to talk football recruiting here after these messages.